That's just disturbing. All right,
that's
there you
the
go.
Greatest thing ever.
It really is. Now, the unfortunate thing is that the guy who made this doesn't want to be associated with it at all. He sent it. I'm going to be very clear. I'm very careful that I don't give his name here. That is the first submission in the... I don't even have a name for it yet. It is the Delana Sweet Sweet Tears Equal Your Material Gain contest. So we posted it on... You go to rickemerson.com. And what we did is we posted the sound of Delana crying, so-called. And it's like one of those Spark kind of Photoshop contests or whatever. But we wanted you to make an audio composition of no more than 60 seconds in which Delana's crying noise was one of the key elements. And that was actually the very first... And that came like 2 hours later. That guy must have seen the blog posting and he was just on it. The unfortunate thing about this is... And I'll read this email where he says... let's see, what does he say? Please do not mention my name or email or any association with this song.
What's so terrible about it?
I don't know, it's pretty great. Here are the lyrics. You can't... I'm going to read the lyrics... And then I'll play it one more time so you kind of know what he's saying. Then we'll welcome Aaron Duran and Scott Daly here. But it's just called Delana's Blubbering Goth Rock. And the lyrics are, is that a troll or willow on stage? Crying and moaning like Morrissey. Face turns to leather. Alien spikes. Is this by Scotty J? All bout in the night. Then he notes, blubber, blubber, blubber. Dave Navarro's a douchebag. Gilby Clark is so gay. Tommy Lee is just over. Jason Newsted's okay. And then he ends with Finn. So there you go. Let's hear that one more time. This is by someone who does not wish to be identified. This is our first submission in the Make Some Kind of Audio Crap Out of Delana's Crying contest.
When worlds collide.
Kill it, kill it, shoot it! Oh,
this is the best contest ever.
It really is.
Ever.
Even if we only ever get this one submission, it's the best contest ever. Fantastic. Let's welcome now to the Rick Emerson Show. In studio here, Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com.
Hello.
And, one of you guys has got to get shorter or one of you's got to get taller because you're sharing a mic. And there's like this
something
whole,
that Aaron can stand on.
There is this whole Laurel and Hardy thing.
There is a stack of phone books out in the lobby.
Yeah, we'll get a booster seat.
Yeah.
How y'all doing?
Dude, that guy crushed it.
You rhymed awesome.
Killed it. No, the very, very funny thing about a rock star, and since normally I'm not involved in the rock star conversation, why do I sound like I'm in a tube? Kind of weird. Anyway, maybe it's just me.
I don't know. Is this the beginning of a limerick? Why do you sound like you're in a tube?
Maybe it's the Tim Riley headphones I'm using. No, the new issue of Blender has a CD review of Dave Navarro's new band, The Panic Channel.
Yeah.
Gives the CD one star.
Yeah.
All right. The next page, they interview Paris Hilton's new CD, 2.5 stars.
Fantastic.
Oh, Dave.
They suck. The Panic Channel sucks. I will say that right now. And I don't have...
It doesn't sound like Supernova is going to be much better if Storm doesn't make it.
Yeah, there's some... I read... There was some... Somebody... It was like on Rock Band. They're not calling them Supernova. They're calling them something that's a... not acronym. Is it acronym? What's the thing when you make it out of the same letters?
Yeah, what is
acronym.
It that they call it?
It's not an acronym. It's a... I've turned into a retard. What do you call that? Are you retarded?
You mean like when a word is the same backwards and forwards?
No, that's a palindrome. It's
onomatopoeia? Okay.
No, not an onomatopoeia.
They're two words that start with the same letter.
No, that's...
Yes.
No, that's alliteration. I can think of all the other ones.
Alliteration is not the same word that starts with the same letter.
It is. That's
alliteration is like big black...
That's words that start with the same letter.
No, you said the same word that ends and begins with the same letter.
No, but you keep... No, because it's supernova, but it starts... It's the word starts with
God.
S-P.
You realize how dumb we sound? This is like that day we couldn't figure out how much longer the show was when we added an hour.
Twins
can be connected at the hair. Jesus Christ, we're stupid. Rick Emerson Show, goddamn, we're dumb. Who is this?
Hello?
Hi.
Hey, just want to comment on the submission right now.
Yes, sir.
It was incredible. I love that heavy industrial sound. It sounds like a frontline assembly or something like that. I mean, it's awesome.
Are you the man who created the song?
No.
All right, but good frontline assembly reference, though.
Yeah, well, I'm very into industrial music. I love it.
All right, fantastic. Well, that was the first, and so far, I believe, I haven't checked my mail in a while, but I believe that's the first and only submission so far. If you want to make your, and again, it doesn't even have to be a song. It could be a sketch, a skit. It could just be chopping it up and making it weird. You could be putting it with movie sound bites. It doesn't matter. Any audio composition of all, it doesn't have to be a song. Of any kind, and you can get the Delana soundbite at rickemerson.com and just submit it to me as an MP3. So, what was your name, sir?
Israel.
Israel. Well, thank you, and we're glad that glad you dug it. Keep listening, my friend. Spread the word.
Is there any way I can get a
copy? I'll tell you what. I'll check with the guy. If he doesn't have a problem with it, I'll stick it up on the website.
Alrighty then.
Because all of the submissions, the best submissions, are all going to go on the website anyway. But he's acting kind of weird, like he's a little... Well, screw it. He's let me play it on the radio. I'll put it on the website. I'll put it up today.
Okay, just let him know that it's awesome. And he, you know...
All right, I want you to say this. Israel, I want you to say this. I want you to say this for me in like a real rock voice. I want you to say, dude, you crushed it.
Dude, you crushed it.
Fantastic. Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
All right, there you go.
Bye.
Thank you, sir. Rick Emerson Show. Who is this?
It's John.
John, how can I help you?
It's an anagram.
Anagram!
Have a nice day, sir.
God, we're retarded. Thank you. God damn, I'm dumb. And that I knew what an onomatopoeia was.
Wait, so what's the name that they call it?
I think Gary from Gresham has got it here. The answers, as they always do, are coming from Gresham. Gary, hello, sir.
Yes, sir. They call them suave porn.
Suave porn.
Yes.
Which is an anagram of supernova.
Oh, that's what you're talking. I'm sorry.
You jumbled
confused.
Up the words.
Yeah, and the dumb thing is...
You were talking about the first letter.
No, and yeah, the dumb thing is that I couldn't think of the word anagram because I'm stupid. But I was reading it, and they're like, well, I feel that the new song from Suave Porn, and you can tell it's like some net inside joke that they haven't told. But the thing is, I looked at it, and I knew immediately. I'm like, that's an anagram.
Oh, too bad you couldn't remember the word.
Too bad I'm stupid.
So this is
Rick. He's an idiot.
I never knew this, but is Supernova the band name that they came up with, or was that CBS?
I'm pretty sure that was CBS.
Name.
I don't know.
Yeah, that's a bad name.
That's kind of a generic name. It's not very good. Anywho, so yeah, they suck. The Panic Channel sucks. They were on Lycus when Lycus was at the Mansion. He's the Playboy Mansion, and Navarro was there, and the Panic Channel performed, and they were terrible.
Oh.
Not that Supernova is much better, as everybody's noted. The only Supernova song I liked was the first one they played, and that's only because it sounds just like Mark Bolan. It sounds just like Bang a Gong.
That guy totally nailed it yesterday when he said they sound like Queens of the Stone Age.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely.
Well, that's, you can, because Dave, you know that Dave Navarro totally lives in the shadow of Dave Grohl, because they're both the... You know that he does in some weird way, because they're both fighting for like most alternative street cred aging guy. You know, and which is a battle that Dave Grohl has won, by the way. Dave Grohl is already in the Hall of Fame as like the most alt street cred ever. So, yeah, they're terrible. And I know the whole thing is just a cash-in for Jason Newsted. You know, the whole thing he's just there to get money to finance his actual band.
Do something else.
That's it. You've got to put that knife away, sister.
Sorry.
I know. I say this because I love you, Sarah, and you've got a problem, obviously. The thing is, keep opening it, and then you keep kind of... Not cutting yourself, but you do keep sort of opening it and then, like, rubbing it with your hand.
I haven't even touched the blade.
Kind of dull.
Yeah, the blade scares me.
I'm just saying.
Let me see it, Scott.
Now, don't give Aaron the
knife. Okay, you guys, stop playing with the knife. Now
don't. Put your hand down.
No, don't. Mister, don't
do the thing with the knife.
Don't do.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't do the thing with the knife.
Don't.
CBS Radio does not advocate. Stop.
Yeah.
Stop. It's all going to end in blood. I'm not cleaning the studio if there's blood.
All right.
You can give Aaron and I a knife, and we can't control
it.
I'll give it to you.
Give the knife to me.
I'll take the knife.
Sarah.
Let's give the knife to Tim.
Give.
Tim?
give the knife to me.
I'll put it away.
Give the knife to me for now. At the end of the show, we'll decide what to do with it.
All right.
Laura,
give it to Scotty J so we can quit while he's ahead.
There you go. Oh,
I got some plastic to put down on the carpet.
Oh, my God in heaven. Did you really say that? Okay.
Is there's my computer up over there?
Jesus, where the hell did that come from?
All right, there you go.
Hello. It's
a commercial radio program.
It's
kind of warm in here, really.
Jesus, God. All right, so anyway, go to rickemerson.com and you can read all about the Delana song submission contest. It's not even have to be a song. It should be whatever. So, anywho, so you guys have seen Hollywoodland, Aaron and Scott.
I was in Seattle with lots
all right.
of luggage.
Aaron, you have seen Hollywoodland.
I have seen Hollywoodland. Scott was busy getting his luggage lost.
Did you have to fly? You did? And do they, how's the surgery? Because you're the first person I've talked to who's flown since all the new OnePlus is with the liquid.
You know what? There's a ton of signs all throughout the airport. There's even a nice little glass display case. And what not to bring? Like,
yeah, they've had that. And it's a bunch of weird stuff. It's like bug zappers.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But you know what? Since I couldn't bring on my deodorant, I couldn't bring on my shower gel and cologne and stuff.
Does that mean so all your toiletries you've got to check?
Yes. So normally I just carry my bags on the plane with me, but I had to check my bags.
No, this is the end of check. This is the end of carry-on luggage.
And so I was like, I have my carry-on bag, which is my laptop and my iPod and a couple magazines and stuff, and just so I can be on the plane. And I was like, what if I have got like a little vial of cologne in here somewhere or something? What are they gonna do? Are they gonna arrest me? But no, it was actually very clear.
When you say vial of cologne, what do you really mean?
Everyone knows you're a hippie.
Everyone knows what you mean when you say violet cologne.
No. When you buy cologne, at the department store.
Do you buy an eighth of cologne or a quarter of cologne?
Do you buy a dime worth of cologne, maybe?
Yeah, seriously.
This would have been a business trip, so you never would do this, right?
Yeah.
Nor do I ever do it.
All right.
Let me just say that.
Sure.
Right?
Uh-huh.
So, anyway.
I have the same fear. I'm like, what if I forget something?
Yeah, totally.
Truly by accident, carry on something that I've told this story before that a guy at one point had given me a paperweight, and it was a paperweight because they were rounded on one side and flat on the other, but it was a pair of brass knuckles.
Was
and you were supposed to use
ounce of the paperweight?
Yes, you're supposed to use the it was just like it was like a novelty brass knuckles thing, and it was like way too small to even put on your hand,
right?
But a paperweight, and I just tossed it into my business, like in my shoulder bag, just as like a business thing, just tossed it in there and forgot about it for like a year. And then I realized the next time I flew, as I was heading for the thing, that I had a pair of little brass knuckles in my... And I freaked out. And I, ran into the bathroom and, tossed it in the trash for fear that if I just, Because, clear, down on the ground, and it's suddenly you're going to be there, what? Who are they talking about? There's going to be a gun in the back of your head.
So I check my bag. I get on my plane, go to Seattle, and I've got to meet some coworkers for lunch at 6 downtown Seattle. My plane comes in at 5. I was delayed by 40 minutes for
right.
So I get there and my baggage does not show up.
It's in the back being torn apart by a dog.
It's like, oh, God, what the hell? So I went up and they completely lost my luggage and they called me the next morning.
Really?
We'll have it in your hotel in 5 hours.
Plane
leaves in 6 hours, you bastard.
That thing is such a joke.
Keep it there. I'll come back and pick it up.
It's such a joke and such a cliche almost to talk about airlines losing your luggage. To be fair, it's never happened to me. You do hear about it happening all the time. It's never happened to me. But it doesn't. Here's what I don't understand about that. How hard can it be to put a label on the bag that says this is going to Seattle?
And they did. When I checked my bag in airport,
people ask me why I won't take my dog anywhere with me when I fly. That they lose luggage, they're going to lose my poodle. Okay. I know it's going to happen. My dog's going to end up in Saskatoon.
If it was a flight that I flew from Portland to Houston to New York or, New York to London or whatever, I can... Maybe
I can't learn how to goddamn read. But it says the luggage is going to Seattle.
It's a 30-minute flight from Portland to Seattle. Yeah. That's it. It was a crappy flight. Anyway, well, I was drinking heavily that night when I got there. And, because, it's a business trip. And
because you couldn't take your pot.
Yes. And so, Aaron...
Way to deny that.
I didn't deny it. All right. Talk about Hollywoodland.
Yeah. Let's just get the mic.
The best was after the movie, I get a phone call from him. They lost my effing luggage. I'm drunk.
Okay, let's do this before we take a break, because I know Tim saw this, but he said that he was going to wait and he was going to let you guys review it.
Yeah,
he was going to refuse himself. He was going to embargo it.
Yes, Tim came as a guest to with Film People Radio.
Now, he is a big fan of the 50s era Superman, and this is Hollywoodland is the story. It's Ben Affleck, and it's sort of a noirish take on George Reeves, who was either killed or committed suicide, depending on who one asks.
Yeah, it's kind of thought of as one of the first big Hollywood, you know, death mysteries.
Right.
I mean, Marilyn Monroe kind of gets all the glory, but George Reeves is the one that, I think even Kalaiza, this was the first case he ever actually worked on or researched. So, yeah, it's all about the death of George Reeves. The media calls it a suicide, but in the film you find out the mother doesn't believe it, and I'm not going to go into too many, I don't want to spoil too many things for people. But Adrian Brody plays a private eye who's investigating the death of George Reeves.
Right.
And it's kind of, the more he digs, the more he finds more and more just suspicious events that suggest that it's not a suicide.
Well, because there were no fingerprints, as I heard.
Yeah, the gun was completely cleaned and oiled when they found it.
Right.
There were two more bullet holes in the floor. George Reeves had bruise marks on his arm. And this isn't a big spoiler thing, because anyone who knows about
George
Reeves...
Yeah, I mean, it's a 50-year-old
case.
He
was having, an affair with the then president's wife of MGM Pictures.
Oh.
And she kind of helped him land this game. The movie's actually really well done.
And Affleck plays Reeves?
Affleck plays George Reeves.
We've talked about this a lot. This is a common lament on the show, but does it just frustrate you that Affleck's career is just being incinerated with every passing week?
Yeah,
I wish that guy would just turn it around somehow.
Yeah, I had to admit, and when I reviewed it, I had to admit that I like Ben Affleck.
I do. I've never denied that. I have always liked him. I don't like the choices he makes.
Yeah, this is probably the only room I can say that and not get a funny look.
No, he seems like a likable guy, and within his range, he is a good actor.
Yeah, and he is great in this.
Well, because he's got the 50s square-jawed Bob Dobbs kind of look to him,
And I was watching it also, I kind of realized that in a way he might be able to identify with George Reeves, because George Reeves, was locked into Superman, and there's a moment where he goes to see his screening of From Here to Eternity, and people are making Superman jokes, at his performance. Even though his performance is great, they can't get past it. He's Superman. And I couldn't help but wonder that if Affleck kind of gets that same thing.
So every time Affleck tries to do like some period piece or some guy in the back, you was the bomb and fan, Joe!
That happened during the screening.
Oh, really?
When Affleck...
Because
there's a part where he's in the cape. And it's a heart-wrenching moment, because the reason why George Reeves always jumped in the show is because during the first taping, the wires broke and he fell.
Right.
And he said,
screw this.
He said, no more wire work.
Right.
Well, as he's walking away, just disheveled and trying to put on a good face about it, being the company man, someone in the back of the theater said, Affleck, you the bomb in Phantom Joe.
Oh, no. See, and I make that joke, and now I feel bad.
Yeah, all I can think is, Affleck probably completely connects with that moment in George Reeves' life. So he did a great job. All that performances are stellar in this movie.
Boy, that Affleck and Damon, though, they're totally turning into an Of Mice and Men thing, where Affleck is the retarded one. And Damon
tell me about the buddies,
Affleck's
George.
Like, tell me about Good Will Hunting 2, Matt. And, well, someday, Ben, someday. And as he's putting the gun into the back of Ben's head, shut your eyes, and then I'll show you the Goodwill Hunting 2 script.
So, action, Gus?
Yes, sir. I wasn't with the hooker last night. Zing. Hi there. We'll be back after this. We'll do a final installment here of The City Desk with Tim Riley. We're here with Scott Daly and Aaron Duran of FilmFeverRadio.com. We'll talk a little bit to Scotty J as well, because there's just not enough of that in this world. Coming up at 3:06, like us, Don and Mike at 7. Don't forget, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, the damn fine Timnasium. You stay there. Back after this. FYI. Thank you.
That is the worst thing I've ever heard.
It was an unpleasant,
unhuge.
503-733-2970. It's the Rick Emerson radio program. Thank you for coming by. Don't forget, Likas comes up in a half an hour.
I can't decide if that is worse or Aaron talking about his big Hershey Kiss nipples.
Save me.
You left me in here by myself.
You're the one who started the conversation about Aaron's bosoms.
No, I was going to squirt him with the water bottle. He's like, oh, don't do that or else you'll see my nipples. And he's wearing like 5 shirts. So I was like, how am I going to...
Aaron revealed Aaron Geek in the City. And by the way, we've gone all day without
him.
Thank you.
Like you did by the lake on Naboo.
Aaron revealed... revealed that he wears, Aaron Geek in the City revealed that he wears multiple shirts at any given moment, and he must do so to prevent his nipples from being seen. I do not know why Aaron revealed this fact, why he felt that we would want to know this. Perhaps he did not anticipate the horrifying effect that this would have on all of us. And yet, it's out there, like the elephant in the room. And it can't be unheard.
Can we see that girl at his wedding?
Let's go to the City Desk, ladies and gentlemen, with Tim Riley.
And now, from the Ministry of Truth, this is Tim Riley.
Okay, when's the last time you watched the Jerry Lewis telethon?
God, I don't know, like 8 years ago, maybe? 30, I was in Utah.
30 years for me.
I mean, I think it was like by accident, but it was a decade ago, probably.
Well, he's moving back to Las Vegas because he can't find space in L.A.
For his head. There's no studio big enough for his skull.
Apparently, there's too much going on the CBS lot in Los Angeles. The season finale of Survivor and a bevy of other shows, well, they couldn't promise to find space for him.
Oh, I know what this is. This is a lot of the, we're moving Madonna's concert to a smaller venue in Russia because the larger venue has construction problems. That's totally what this is. They just don't care about him anymore. No one watches, no one cares, and so they're moving him to a smaller venue, but they're claiming it's because the other ones are busy.
They're moving him to the South Coast Hotel Casino south of the Vegas Strip.
I have never heard
Where is this place?
I have never... That's like going to the El Cortez.
The South Coast Hotel and Casino.
South Coast Hotel.
In Vegas.
Seriously,
Where
that's...
Where is this?
8- and 60-year-old cocktail waitresses and worn-through carpet. That's totally what that is. And chips, you know, and poker chips that smell vaguely of cheese and Metamucil. That's completely what this...
The South Coast Hotel?
Yeah.
Quickly,
south of the Strip.
Quickly, if someone knows what the South Coast Hotel is, you please now to be telling us, because I have to know. See, that's almost enough to make me watch it, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, apparently, the show was held in Vegas, where 21 of its 40... That's been on for 40 years.
God damn, he's huge. How old is he now?
He is 80... He says, fellas, I'm 80. Do you understand? And you're telling me in my lifetime that they're going to find a cure for muscular dystrophy. Yes, that's pretty close, folks. We're talking 4 to 5 years.
Maybe they'll find
to get the cure.
I mean, we were looking at it. Here's how my mind works with Jerry Lewis, though. I walked back into Tim's news area, and Tim had the Wikipedia page up for Jerry Lewis. And my first thought was, is he dead? And then Tim says, no, he's just bloated. And so I figured he's just getting the bloating done now. Like, get the bloating done now, get the death done later. That is this weekend. I don't even think about the Jerry Lewis telethon.
No, I haven't seen any promotion for it.
And are they still using the line drawing of him as though he was 25?
In the 1950s? Yeah.
So he was still thin and
yep,
not a corpse? Okay. Here's Tim Riley.
So he says he has battled pulmonary fibrosis, a lung ailment, since 2000. Had a mild heart attack in June. Oh, how do you like that?
Yes, the picture of health.
But he takes 25 pills a day and feels fine.
I'm sorry? Okay.
I don't know what this is.
There's just crude text messages.
No, it's from my voicemail.
That's funny.
So enjoy the show.
So there you go. So that's and that is coming up. What does it happen all weekend long? I forget.
I don't know. I guess it does. I haven't seen any promotion for it or anything.
Real quickly. Here's the problem with the Jerry Lewis telethon. Now
people don't watch it.
They don't watch it. And Jerry Lewis, they have deprived us now of the thing that was so fascinating about the Jerry Lewis telethon, the Labor Day telethon, which is watching him getting closer to the point of collapsing because he now naps. See, the thing is, people don't remember this. It used to be part telethon, part, like, endurance contest, because Jerry Lewis wouldn't sleep. And, of course, it's easier when you all hopped up on goofballs and whatnot,
yes,
which he isn't now, and so now you don't get it. You don't even get the thrill of waiting to see him implode and just begin weeping to himself. Mm-hmm. So, all right, Tim Riley, thank you, sir.
Oh, anytime.
All right, there you go. Tim Riley will be here on Monday as we are doing our Labor Day show, of course, because holidays are for the week. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're here with Scott Daly and Aaron Duran. Oh, and by the way, while I'm thinking about
it. Who just sent that to me, Rick?
Don't look at me. We should be welcoming...
Scotty J, this is David Cassidy. I don't know what else to say except...
You're not going to amount to that squad!
Scotty, please summon him to the studio.
Beam us up, Scotty.
End of message.
All right, we're joined here by Scott Daly and Aaron Geek in the City of Durant. Scotty J is now here as well. Scotty J, how are you, sir? Are you familiar with what is it, the South Coast Casino?
I think I've seen it off in the distance. It's a dump.
You've seen it off in the distance. That's fantastic. Now, is this...
I'm sorry, I don't know who is writing me, Rick. It's coming from my voicemail.
All right, well... Sorry, I'm just trying to do a show over here.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It's very distracting.
So, But where is it even anywhere near the Strip?
Well, see, I've never actually gone to that hotel, but I don't think it's near the Strip. It's off in the distance.
All right. So we were mentioning earlier, this was actually yesterday, that someone had called in and they had talked about Chuck Palahniuk. And they have been asking if they were speculating that that would be the person you should get on the program.
Oh, okay.
So now,
different subject.
Do you have no? Well, I wanted to ask you about, because I was telling Aaron and Scott about this, that we had your guest list or the list of people that you were presumably that you were attempting to book on the radio program. And so, have you succeeded in getting anybody?
Well,
have they all just stopped returning your phone calls at this point?
Well, I kind of stopped pursuing people. But as far as this Chuck situation,
yes.
A caller.
Because I had somebody, here's the reason, is because I had a bunch of people ask me today if that was a thing that you were going to be doing, if the Chuck Palahniuk thing was a thing you were working on. Because they noticed that after the Cool and the Gang unpleasantness, that you
spanking.
you just sort of stopped with that.
That's exactly right.
So where are you at now? Who is on the Scotty J guest dream?
Back on this Chuck thing real fast.
Yes.
A caller called in yesterday and said that they have a connection to get a hold of this guy.
All
so
right.
I could get a hold of this guy if you want.
Yes, absolutely. More power to you, sir.
You know, the question is do you want bygones or
people you just let go? Now, are these people who never return your calls in terms of guest booking, or people that you just gave up on trying to get?
Well, I gave up on Tom Petty the day that they told me stop taking interviews completely.
Oh, no, he did a big thing in Rolling Stone that was labeled, like, the last Tom Petty interview ever that he will ever give.
Right, but before I read that or
it's
heard
good that you have
that,
dreams, though.
Yeah, I have a dream. And Alice Cooper, they're one of those camps, I guess you will, that just flat out won't call me back.
Yes.
They won't return the email.
And much
I
as
had
I love,
all the contacts and everything.
Much as I love Alice Cooper, it really seems like a guy who's here to play State Fair ought to have called us back, but what are you going to do? All right.
And so, you know, some have slipped away.
Please tell me Gallagher's on the list somewhere.
No, but I think he's already came and went.
The fact that you would track the movements of Gallagher is pretty great. All right.
Well, I have a buddy of mine that always wants to go see him, and I put it off. So
those are the kind of friends worth having.
I remember Scotty J before he let down David Cassidy.
Yeah.
Fan he was.
That is true.
I see. I used to have ambition, but I got squashed.
Okay. That doesn't sound like a joke just now.
I know. Kind of sad. I'm just distracted by Scotty J's like shiny zipper shirt.
Oh. I'm sorry. There was a whole thing.
Somebody is text messaging me. It doesn't have a return address, and it's about your and Aaron's nipple. I don't know who is writing it.
Well, there's a whole bunch of services on the net where you can put in any return phone number you want.
So it's like Rick's.
There's some wacky, you know, like yes. I would like to weigh in on the Mexican's nipples, so.
Well, we missed a bunch, but we can, you know, if you
all right, well,
want.
Who else? Just let's quickly hit who else you're looking at here.
Okay, as far as who's coming to town, we got John Mayer, Sheryl Crow. We've got Candlebox, Human League. Steve Miller is actually
Human
Sunday.
League. Yeah, so this show screams Human League. Steve Miller, he'll be back next week.
Yeah, and we're missing that because it's this Sunday. So that's
maybe you're missing that. I wouldn't say I've been missing
it, Scotty. I wanted to see him, actually.
Okay.
Thinking about it. But
you do that. Rock and roll will never die.
Floater will be here on the 9th. I don't know. Elton John, that's coming up this month.
Good luck.
And if I do.
Move on.
Okay. Let's see, the Country Jamboree, we talked about that earlier, but that's about it. Nothing's going on, really, in town. Paul Simon at the end of the month, too.
Okay, well, this was a failed bit. Thank you, Scotty. All right, appreciate it. There you go. Thank you. Good times. I like how, like the last time there was like mid-level bands he was trying to book, now it's either Elton John or it's the Country Jamboree. There's really no one attainable now. It's just either someone unattainable or stupid.
Although, can I point out, because I was looking over Scott A.J.'s shoulders, that he didn't mention Queensryche or Dixie Chicks.
Ah, the Dixie Chicks
were on his list.
Well,
yeah.
See, the Dixie Chicks, the great thing about people who've sort of had a rough time of it lately is they're willing to talk to anybody. That's the thing we've sort of found out. If there's somebody who's been sort of beaten around in the press, they're easier to kind of get. So the Dixie Chicks might actually be gettable at this point.
I'm willing to bet you'd probably be able to get Queensryche, too.
Probably, yeah. Because they...
CBS
because,
Radio.
Well,
and
it's kind of not like anybody else is playing any Queensryche songs right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's a whole lot of nothing playing those guys right now. Well, we don't have a whole lot of time here. Sarah, how long is this next break? It's like 6, 5, something like that?
4.
All right. Does that include Letterman?
Mm-hmm.
Because we did Letterman, because the Letterman is Kira Phillips, I think, too. All right, so I'll tell you what. We'll do the Onion radio address here. We'll do the break. We'll come back. Here's what we'll do, and we'll have to do a whole hour with both of you guys sometimes that is actually about this subject, because we don't have time to do it justice now. But I have talked about, it's been a running thing here for a while that I've got Deadwood that I keep meaning to catch up on. And there are all of these shows, Sports Night comes to mind, because I keep telling, because your power, what is it you're watching right now, Scrubs? Is that it?
Yes, yes.
And are you just doing the whole series, like, at once?
No, well, I have first and second season, so I'm just rewatching them.
That's
right
now. Such a great show.
Oh, my gosh,
it's
I love it.
It's so great.
And see, and I've never seen a single episode. I know.
Fantastic.
But see, it used to be that when somebody would say, when there was a major show, and you'd be like, you're going to watch, when there was only four networks, have you seen Scrubs? No. And when someone said that, it meant that they were actively choosing, like, I will not watch Scrubs. Because it's like, there was so little choice that it's like you almost couldn't avoid it. So if you didn't watch it, it's because you'd actively chosen not to. Now it's just impossible to keep up. And so I need to prepare, it really is just selfishly for my use, I need to prepare some sort of list of crap that I have missed out on watching. Like Scrubs, which has been on for like 7 years now. And it's got John C. McGinley, who I love.
It does. He's great.
I've never seen a single episode of it.
And I have yet to see an episode of Entourage or something. Somebody in this room is going to let me borrow season one and two.
I got season one. And do you have my season one?
No.
I got my season two. Somebody has my season one.
Not me.
I'm looking in your direction.
No, I
said I could borrow it.
No, it's around somewhere.
that's like one I need to see.
I don't know where.
Everyone I talked to said it's an amazing show.
So here's what we'll do. When we get back, we'll talk to you guys. We will canvass the brains of Aaron Geek in the City Duran and Scott Daly, and we'll find out what you're watching right now. So let me do the Onion thing here. I'm going to actually do the Onion thing here, and then we'll go into the break. That way we don't get behind with that. And we'll come back. We'll see what's in your DVD players, TV show-wise. So, ladies and gentlemen, without further ado, the Onion Radio News Weekly Address.
And now a message from the President of the United States, George W. Bush.
Good morning. This week, the world was reminded again of the terrible, terrifying terror. But this time we caught them, or the England people did. And war continues to rage in the Middle East and Iraq. And there are many challenges to face in the homeland as well. Sometimes it feels like more than one president can handle. This is why I've decided to use 21st century sciences to create clones for myself. Thanks to existing stem cell lines, which I support fully, not newly created ones, which go against the Bible. I have created 5 clones. One is for domestic economic policy. Our economy is strong. I can send him to specify on the issues. And I got one for homeland security.
We're going to send troops and make our borders strong.
And one for international diplomacy, state dinners, whatnot.
This beef is delicious. Anybody know which fork I'm supposed to use for this?
And one to go on vacation constantly. Well, he's not here. I will remain in the White House overseeing these clones to make sure my expert presidential decisions can be applied to all these multifaceted issues.
No, don't declare a ceasefire.
Our nation's oil companies need
more tax relief. This is good hands.
You know, one good thing about having all these clones is that once I'm out of office, they can run again. And we can have a Bush in the White House for 100 years, ensuring that we stay the course on all my important priorities for the country. Thank you for listening. God bless.
Oh, that's wrong.
No,
that's
mine is just disgusting. Hold corned beef hash out of the can.
Oh.
Yeah. What, he says eat dog food?
You're repellent. I gave a friend dog food once.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, how would you... Corned beef hash cold out of the can?
I don't eat the whole can. As I'm putting some in the pan, I take a bite or two.
Like there's an acceptable amount of cold hash out of a can.
Scott, how can you eat cold corned beef hash out of a can, but you can't eat chicken off the bone?
It's not right, Scott Daly. What kind of name is Daly, anyway?
Because there's no veins or fat gristle attached to the bone of the meat. That's why. Disgusting.
Let's say veins and gristle as much as possible. Let's read that story about the bucket of vomit again. And the story about the man who was just left with a 1 centimeter stump.
That's veins and gristle, too.
Just a little mincer.
It's a lot.
I'll have a lot.
All right, then.
Don't skip on the pate.
Thank you. Sarah's beating her head. The best part is that Sarah, as we enter the Monty Python, as we enter
at
the...
At least I've never worked for Jews.
No, you're not doing it wrong. You're not doing it right.
I can't say the whole thing. You'll get in trouble.
No. You can do the delivery. And this is, by the way, these are not my sentiments.
But they are Mel Gibson's.
This is the Monty Python meaning of life, where there's Mr. Creosote. And this Eric Idle is, you know, one of the pepper pots, one of the cross-dressers. And
I've been all around this world. And at least I don't work for Jews.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I didn't know we had a racist
I did not know we employed a racist at his restaurant.
Sarah's hitting her face.
I was being eaten.
Okay, we have to stop.
He's not the Messiah. He's a stuffy, fluffy boy.
Stop. We're here with Scott Daly from FilmFeverRadio.com and Aaron Dreyer. Well, what else? Are you guys reviewing anything else? Because there's really nothing coming to the theaters this week.
No, Hollywoodland is next week. This week is The Wicker Man, which is just getting destroyed.
Oh. And The Wicker Man is what?
It's a Nicolas Cage remake of
there you go.
The Wicker Man.
Okay, I'm done. I don't even know what The Wicker Man is. What's the premise of that?
I saw like little girl disappear.
Yeah, the premise is that Nicolas Cage is investigating the disappearance of a little girl on an island that's infested with weird, like, you know, neo-pagan druid people.
Okay, I'm done.
Basically what it is is Nicolas Cage trying to be Christopher Lee, and it's just not going to happen.
Hey, speaking of neo-pagan druids and just weird stuff like that, what is it that this thing, it just reminded me of this movie, speaking of Mel Gibson, this Apocalyptica
movie that he's doing,
and it's all in some weird other language. It's another one of his, I'm filming in the original blah, 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 blah.
Apocalypto, and it's all in Mayan. And it's about, it's the story of the
No one's going to see this movie, you know that. And because Mel Gibson, here's the thing, Mel Gibson is deeply stupid, and not just because he's obviously like a drunken anti-Semitic lech, but just because he somehow is not making the connection, the fact that people did not go see The Passion of the Christ because it was in Aramaic and because it was whatever. They went to see it in spite of those things because they were Christians who felt like it was their fiduciary duty to go see it. No one is going to see this movie he's working on right now, and I, for one, cannot wait to see him just implode even further. In fact, I would like to think that it'll put him back on drinking again.
And I've got to say, as we're coming up at the end of the year, we start seeing the big fall movie preview, winter movie preview.
Yes.
And it's supposed to be out at Christmas time, but I'm not seeing a lot of
print
on it.
It seems like a real Christmassy
film. I think
film.
It's going to be pushed away,
hopefully
to, Lifetime or something.
His name, I mean, you got to be careful with that stuff, man, because you get like Spike Lee, where they have to put your name in little tiny letters.
Yeah.
Because if you put, or Woody Allen, same thing. They put Woody Allen's name, like buried in the credits sometimes, and they try to market it as something else, because they know that name keeps people away.
Yeah, because nothing says holiday cheer like a story of the white man wiping out an entire indigenous species. You know, entire people,
directed by a man who blames Jews for everything.
Yeah, exactly.
Celebrate the birth of Jesus with a Mel Gibson film, kids. All right.
Yo, let's go watch the Spaniards wipe us out.
Let's... See, you can do that. I can't.
I had to do it. I know you wanted to.
Why did you take your sister to see the film?
Yeah, see, I can't do it. I just sound like the Frito Band.
It's my Mel Gibson.
Say some more things than a funny Mexican accent, Aaron. See, you're
crazy drunk or just gonna go do Lethal Weapon 5.
you can do that and Italian jokes. I can't do anything because I'm just a mutt. So, all right. Let me find the sounder here for this. Well, it's welcome to the Rick Emerson
Postman
Show.
Postman is the person in your neighborhood.
Mailman Chris, who joins us now, the Rick Emerson Show. How are you, sir?
Not too bad. Yourself?
I'm rolling through, brother. All right. What have you? Where do we stand here?
You got the Britney watch, the penis watch. Poop, Scott Daly and Aaron are in his house.
Thank you for that.
That's representing.
That's like on that CNN prep sheet the other day where they said they were talking about Pluto no longer. I meant to ask Jim Rupa about this. Maybe we'll do it next week sometime. I think we're talking about Monday because we're going to be here doing our thing. But they were talking on the CNN prep sheet, and this is Laura who wrote this, and she said, Pluto has been, and I'm quoting now, she says, Pluto has been, in the vernacular, dissed. I mean, the idea that she would say dissed and then have to note that it's in the vernacular. you can't say vernacular and dissed, by the way, in the same sentence either.
Well, she does have a MySpace page. She is pretty hip.
Ooh. She landed her. I got myself a man, Sarah Dillon. Jesus. All right. Okay. So what else?
You said you were going to get to the email, your email.
About what? I got to email. I read a ton of emails.
Well, you always read a ton of emails, but you said you were going to get to emails about the Delana.
I did.
No, you got the one. No, if that's what you were pimping.
No, yeah, because I heard emails plural.
No, come on.
I've been so lenient to you with everything.
You got to it.
I think the value...
Aaron says I got to it.
You didn't get to the DVD stuff,
Aaron's
though.
Opinion doesn't matter. I mean, count.
The one song...
Aaron's two-thirds of a person.
...was worth it.
Okay. What?
What?
I see that the value of that submitted song was worth it right
there. There you go. Chris is the arbiter of these things.
You didn't talk about DVDs.
Shh. I did. I talked about Scrubs and Deadwood, you bastards.
No, you didn't.
You didn't.
I did.
That. Not about. You were going to ask us, and you haven't asked us.
You haven't asked us a thing about our lives.
What about your DVD?
Oh, no. We're almost done.
Okay. Shut your head. All right. So, figure this all out in your head. Now, do the math in your head now, Chris.
42. Down to 38.
Thank you.
Oh, there you go.
Thank you.
The postman is the person in your neighborhood.
There you go. Thank you, Chris. Are you in Monday, sir?
He's not. I'm actually going to be keeping score.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So it's Sarah on Monday. All right.
I've got it, Chris.
So, okay.
Have a satisfying weekend, sir. We'll see you Tuesday.
There's 10 more for you.
Yeah. There you go. Thank you. Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, seriously.
Sarah in charge.
I'm just going to tease nothing on Monday. Gotten to nothing. All right. FilmFeverRadio.com, GeekInTheCity.com. What's happening there? What should people go there to see?
We've got another exciting and spectacular episode tonight. As soon as we're done here, Aaron's going to go home and upload the show. So it should be available next hour or two.
Be sure to put in some content about your nipples, Aaron. That's really where the female demographic, they really come for that.
Come for
the film, stay for the nipples.
We have some Star Trek news, some Harry Potter news, DVD stuff, Aaron Newman's Hollywood Land.
I mean, all of us. That's a collective, by the way.
It's a great show. And I want to say thank you to everyone who's downloading, because we have exceeded our bandwidth, and we need more and more each week. Twice, I might say, we've exceeded our bandwidth. So
fantastic.
We're doing really well. So thank you, everybody.
And tune in to the kid who wants to be a DJ. Okay, filmfeverradio.com, geekinthecity.com.
Yeah.
All right, there you go. Thanks, kids. All right,
check out my Hollywood Land review on geekinthecity.com.
Timnasium tomorrow, 4 to 6. Don't forget, we're here Monday and Labor Day because Rick Emerson cares. As always, don't let bastards grind it down. We want to thank Scott, Aaron, Jim Roop, et cetera, so on and so forth. Bob Costantini, Sarah Dillon is here, Tim Riley, and all of the other normal stuff. Don't let the bastards grind it down. Like is coming in about 30 seconds. Insert all the credits here. See you Monday, kids. Have a good weekend. Bye.
Bitches ain't nothing but hoes and tricks.